When the Senate voted to approve the Patriot Act, only one senator voted no, Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold. Blair Hall says America needs more contrarians like Feingold in the Senate, and he promises to be one of them.
And I really admire Russ Feingold for standing up and saying that was the wrong act. I believe that it should be repealed in its entirety, and then the good provisions of it, such as the money laundering provision and the area where it says that it's a felony to possess materials that can be used to produce weapons of mass destruction, those two items should be enacted in a separate bill.
Hall is not the only Democratic Senate hopeful who calls for repealing the Patriot Act and starting over. Gary Chico and Maria Pappas also advocate repeal, as does Joyce Washington.
Of course there's a war on terrorism. Of course we need to do some things. But things like wiretapping, people's homes, knowing what kind of library books they check out of the library, medical records that I'm very, very concerned about with my background in healthcare, being able to give those out without permission. Those kinds of things are not where we want to be as a country.
The other Democratic Senate candidates have also spoken against the Patriot Act. Nancy Skinner calls it unpatriotic.
It's ironic, isn't it, that when we're going to war to protect the freedoms that we're giving up, we can do a better job of protecting Americans without sacrificing what it is that makes our country great. So I guess the answer to that question is no, I would not have voted. I spoke out on the air against the Patriot Act.
Democrats Barack Obama and Dan Hines don't call for repealing the entire act and starting over again, but they do call for repealing the parts of it they believe threaten civil liberties. In addition, Hines says the entire Patriot Act could use a tightening up,
because it's so vague and broad that it gives far too much discretion to the Justice Department. And then lastly, we want to make sure that we inject more oversight and supervision by the judiciary so that there are additional steps that have to be taken for all of the act so that the courts have the ability to serve as a check and balance on it.
While the Democrats running for Senate have a lot to say against the Patriot Act, many of the Republican candidates have problems with it too.
I would not vote to renew the Patriot Act.
That's Steve Rauschenberger, referring to the provision in the Patriot Act that allows most of it to expire at the end of 2005 unless Congress votes to renew it. Rauschenberger says he supports provisions in the act that build up the nation's intelligence gathering capacity and allow the FBI and CIA to share more information.
But the truncation of civil liberties and the denial of access to counsel, those things, I don't think they can make a case that they've been effective. I don't think we should renew them.
Talking about the Patriot Act is complicated by common misconceptions about what the lengthy and wide-ranging legislation actually covers. Rauschenberger is not the only candidate of either party to blame the act for allowing the Bush administration to hold terrorism suspects without due process. But the White House says their authority to hold terrorism suspects at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, for instance, actually stems from presidential war powers under the Constitution, not the Patriot Act. But Republicans have plenty to like and dislike among the provisions that actually are in the Patriot Act. Jack Ryan advocates revising the act at renewal time.
There's some parts that were very, very good. The coordination of FBI, CIA, and police activity were good. The ability to check flight manifests to make sure weren't terrorists boarding planes, that part was good. But there's parts that infringe on what makes us special as a country, the ability to do sneak and peek or roving wiretaps.
Those last two provisions, however, don't look so bad to Jonathan Wright, who's a Logan County prosecutor. Roving wiretaps refer to authorizations to tap not just one phone, but all electronic devices used by a single suspect. Sneak and peek refers to instances in which authorities delay notifying suspects that their home or office has been secretly searched. Wright says roving wiretaps would be a good tool for local prosecutors to use in tracking down drug dealers. And he says while sneak and peek poses concerns for him, a number of federal courts were already using it before the Patriot Act was passed.
I think there are some issues we need to really look at, but a lot of what's being used as a fear is really things that are already being used in the federal court. Now, if we think we need to eliminate it, we can have that discussion, but I do think it can be improved, but I support the overall concept.
GOP candidates Norm Hill, Chirinjeev Kathuria, and Andy McKenna also say they support the Patriot Act where it helps fight terrorism, but want to make sure it doesn't go too far in encroaching on civil liberties. In McKenna's view, the act is a work in progress.
And I will vote on it when the sunset provisions complete themselves. And at that point, we'll have actual experience to see, did these rules infringe on people's liberties or not, and did they help us manage our fight on terrorism? I just think we need to have that practical approach to it. We are in a new situation. We have a new problem as a country, and it's going to take new solutions.
Jim Oberweis defends the Patriot Act with the argument that it simply extends to fighting terrorism the same powers law enforcement already has to fight drug traffickers. The most impassioned defense for the Patriot Act comes from John Borling. The retired Air Force general and Vietnam War POW says America will be at war against terrorists for some time, so he's inclined to support renewing the act.
Because I don't think that law-abiding citizens, non-extremist citizens, have to worry about being hurt by the Patriot Act, but I do worry about us being hurt by those who have declared themselves our enemy, who have declared themselves absolutely committed to wiping the American way of life off the face of the earth. And I didn't fight for this country for 37 years in peace and war in order to let that happen.
But Borling also says he's ready for a thoughtful consideration of revisions to the Patriot Act if they're needed. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.